This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites, enjoy freetalklive.com on the House Plus. It actually allows you to influence some of the stuff we'll talk about here on the air by submitting show prep suggestions to the site. Other people get to submit whatever they want. You get to submit whatever you want, and you get to vote on everything that's on the site. So the most popular items will make it to the top and the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Tonight, we're going to start out with a special guest. And it's an interview that I wish we didn't have to be doing. Not because I don't want to talk to you, Jody. You're a very lovely lady, and you're on our Shrine of Female Listeners, and you not only are a listener of Free Talk Live, but you're also the wife and partner and of Mark Emery, who unfortunately is not able to be here to talk to us tonight. And Mark is normally very, very good at talking. In fact, I think somebody should offer him his own talk show. Maybe when he gets
out. It's hard to do him in prison.
Right. Maybe when he gets out of federal prison, he'll be able to do something like that. I know he used to have Pot TV, and you guys do a whole lot. Mark Emery was one of the most wanted men in America. Can you explain to our listeners that don't know who he is why that is?
Well, Mark started out on a campaign for liberty and freedom back when he was very young in London, Ontario, and he fought against unjust laws such as forcing businesses to close on Sundays or censoring music and literature or any sort of violation on people's freedom to choose. So he's been a thorn in the establishment's side since he was just a young man running his own bookshop and trying to fight for freedom. But when he moved to Vancouver in 1994, he had decided to lead a hemp marijuana revolution because he had discovered the book The Emperor Wears No Clothes had been banned in Canada, but it held the truth about hemp, and he fought to have the literature banned struck down. So when he went to Vancouver, he started selling marijuana seeds, saying that, you know, every movement needs money to fund itself because the prohibitionists and the government and the military, they all have a lot of money, whereas freedom activists don't have much at all. So he decided to take his skills with capitalism and making money and turn that into a business where he could fund the movement by the sale of marijuana seeds. And he became the most successful marijuana activist funder in the world. Yep. He donated over 10 years, up to $4 million. All the profits he made off of his seed business went towards state initiatives, suing the federal government, drug addiction clinics, rallies, conferences, political parties, medical marijuana co-ops, all sorts of things. Mark was the man to go to for money if you wanted to change or end the unjust war on drugs. But back in 2005, the United States Drug Enforcement Administration, collaborating with the Vancouver police here in Canada, after the Vancouver police failed to get him charged under Canadian law, they went ahead and indicted Mark in Washington State for conspiracy to manufacture marijuana and distribute marijuana through his seed sales to Americans. He was facing life in prison, and he decided instead to take a 5-year plea deal, pleading guilty to one count, even though he's a Canadian who never left Canada, never went to the United States, paid income tax on his seed sales as a seed vendor, ran in numerous elections. Mark is a media and political hound. He just loves being out there and paying attention to a good cause. So that's why he was struck down. The DEA admitted in their press release that he was targeted for being the leader of a marijuana legalization movement and funding the movement.
So he didn't leave Canada. He sold his seeds. You know, everything he did, as far as the Canadians were concerned, they couldn't get him for doing anything illegal in Canada. And
it is actually against the law in Canada because in order to be extradited from one country to another, you have to violate a law in both countries. So on the books in Canada, it is illegal to sell seeds. However, Mark had already been convicted in 1998 in order to pay a $500 or $2,000 fine, so just a fine. And even after Mark got busted in 2005 with the United States working with Canadian police, there was another seed seller in Canada ran Overgrow or Heaven's Stairway, and his name is Richard Bagdabi, and he's selling marijuana seeds to Americans, advertising in High Times magazine, which Mark didn't even do. And this guy got busted in Canada and charged with exporting marijuana seeds and got a month of house arrest. And this guy had gold bars and all the fixings of a drug dealer, whereas Mark gave away every dollar and had $11 to his name because Mark is not a material person, and he made millions in order to give it all away. And that's why they went after him, because he was effective, because the United States is changing right. A lot of laws, a lot of their medical marijuana laws. Oh, Mark, for the seeds and the money that helped make it happen.
He's an incredible guy. We've had him on the show a number of times in the past, and he's just an amazing activist. As you said, his history goes back long before medical or rather just marijuana activism. And the guy's principled. He's a liberty-minded gentleman, and it's a shame that this had to happen. But you're right. They totally targeted him because he was funding the movement, whereas this other guy's buying, you know, fast cars and a nice house for himself.
Sure.
He's not as much of a threat because he's not spreading ideas, whereas
exactly.
Mark is putting out. Mark was the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine for many years, and you helped him out with that. By the way, Jody Emery is with us here from CannabisCulture.com. I want to make sure we get that website out because people, if they want to keep up to date on this case, on Mark's situation, that's the best place to go and do it, CannabisCulture.com. But you actually are one of the primary movers behind the scenes there, right? I mean, you're basically the editor of the website.
Well, not so much anymore. I run the company now that Mark is gone, and our company consists of Cannabis Culture magazine, which is only online now because publishing is a little expensive and print media is dying. But we run Cannabis Culture magazine, Cannabis Culture headquarters, which is our retail store in Vancouver. Mark ran it as Hemp BC and the BC Marijuana Party headquarters for many years. So we sell all sorts of hemp and books and movies and ideas, and Mark has been very successful with that. So that's what I'm basically running now. I don't edit as much. We have a full-time staff for doing all of that, but I am fully integrated into every aspect of our enormous business and activism movement.
So Mark's in jail, in prison here in the United States.
Yeah.
What you know, how long is it going to be for? Is he going to serve the whole sentence? How long is it? You know, what's going to happen,
Jody? Right now, he's at SeaTac Federal Detention Center, so he's awaiting sentencing, and the date for his sentencing is set for September 10th, so that may change a bit. Like you said, our updates will be at CannabisCulture.com. So what they're waiting for is for Mark to be sentenced, and he already agreed to plead guilty on one count, because they originally indicted him on three conspiracy charges, which is how he's being held responsible, even though he never went to the U.S., but those conspiracy charges all carried 10 years mandatory minimum, so he was facing 30 years to life. And the Attorney General designated Mark as the most wanted drug trafficking kingpin in Canada. Absolutely absurd.
Wow.
So Mark is waiting for sentencing on a plea deal where he is agreeing to 5 years in prison. So we're hoping that the judge gives him the 5-year sentence, because if he gives less or more, then either side can appeal and Mark will have to go to trial, and that would be a much worse outcome. So we're hoping for 5 years, and then he'll make his application to come back to Canada, because Canadians in the U.S. prison system typically get sent home within 6 to 10 months. But that was under our previous government, the Harper Conservative government, which is George Bush's bad hangover up here. He has been trying to delay or stop all transfers of Canadians, even though that violates their Charter of Rights and Freedoms right to return to Canada. So there are lawsuits against the federal government and a class action lawsuit to try and bring Canadians home, because they may refuse Mark's transfer request, which means, you know, Mark would have to serve probably a full 4 years and 2 months, because in the U.S. you get off on good behavior 85%, and with a 5-year sentence, that's about 4 years and 2 months.
Now, I've been following your Facebook posts, Jody, since this happened when Mark was – because the last time we had Mark on was right before he was expecting to be extradited, and I think they arrested him, and then you guys did some sort of legal something or other that got him taken out of whatever prison he was in there, the temporary holding prison. He was out for a little while, and then they got him again, and they sent him back down to the United States just not long ago. There's been a lot that's been going on up there. Can you tell us about some of the activism that has centered around helping free Mark? when we come
back? Absolutely. Right. We've been really excited about encouraging people to
great.
Go...
Great. Hang on. Hold those thoughts. Hold those thoughts. We'll come back with more with Jody Emery from CannabisCulture.com. If you've got a question, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want, though in order to do that, you'll have to be a little bit patient because we do have a special guest who is joining us here tonight. The number will be 800-259-9231, and that is the number if you've got a question for Jody Emery. She is one of the heads over, and I guess the head now that her husband is in jail, over at CannabisCulture.com. It's an interview I wish we didn't have to be doing because I wish Mark were not in a federal prison. Heck of a nice guy, and he certainly doesn't deserve what's being done to him. Jody, what are some of the things? How is he being treated in Fed prison? I did read one of your Facebook posts that was pretty disturbing. What has his experience been like so far in there?
Well, it's definitely soul-crushing. You're very isolated from the world, and it is maximum security being a remand center.
Wow.
However, Mark is able to do his best wherever he is. He's a brilliant mind. He thinks a lot, and so he's writing a lot and reading a lot. I've been sending him books. He's doing an interview and a life story about one of the inmates, a black gentleman who's 40, and he was forced to go to Vietnam, which ruined his life, and he's had nothing since. And so Mark is writing his life story. So a lot of the African-American inmates are coming up to Mark and being friendly. He's playing dominoes with them, and they call him the Canuck, you know, making a little fun. But he's a very honest, blunt guy who wants nothing at all from anyone else. And whenever he has been in prison, because he has gone to jail for civil disobedience a number of times, whenever he goes to prison, people are they confess to him because they know that by telling him their story, he will not be judgmental and he'll give them a moment of his time to make them feel like they are valued. So he's also had a different Hispanic inmate come up to him, and mostly they keep to themselves, but one of them came up and said, "Are you Mark Emery? I read about you in High Times magazine. Oh man, can I have a photo and get your autograph?" And so I guess they can do photos in there, so that Mark paid to have a photo made so this guy could send it to his family because they wouldn't believe he was with the Prince of Pot. So, and yet another, there was a guard there who came up to Mark and said, "You know, I've been reading your works for years and, you know, I'm really sorry this is happening." And that's kind of the experience Mark has had all along, and everybody I meet, they're just so shocked that this is happening. And for the 5 years where we fought his extradition, the majority of people said, no, that's not going to happen. It can't happen. But as we all know, when people sit back and just say it can't happen, that's when it does, because they didn't take action. So though Mark is feeling, he gets very low at times because he's a very social creature, and every moment of his waking life is spent with people in person, on the street, online, on Facebook, telling him how much they admire him, love him, think he's their hero, how he saved their life, and it's always nonstop interaction with supporters, and he's really missing that right now because, again, prison is to make you feel very alone and isolated, and he's always tuned into the news and what's going on. So being cut off, he said it's just some horrible Groundhog Day. They're not allowed outside, so there's no fresh air or sunlight.
Now, Mark is, by the way, there's another Mark on the show here tonight. He spent 9 years in prisons, not federal prisons, but in prisons down in Florida. And I'm sure you can relate to some of the things that are happening to Mark Emery right now, Mark Edge, here in the studio.
Indeed. I mean, you know, it's that sounds like what prison's like.
So at least he's making the most of it. It's one of the things that we found here up here in New Hampshire, where, as you know, we've got the Free State Project and hundreds of liberty activists are converging. Soon thousands will be here. But we certainly don't have any people that are put in jail that have the level of renown that Mark Emery does. However, when they're in there, they're communicating, as Mark is, with the other prisoners. They're talking with the guards, you know, and they're making connections, and they're making a difference even from on the inside. Obviously, they probably would be able to make a better difference on the outside, but that's some of them might argue that point. But nonetheless, good to hear that he's trying to, you know, he's doing his best to keep his spirits up, and they aren't cutting you off from contacting him. He is able to make calls out and get in touch with you.
Yeah, and I feel this. I'm so sad that the U.S. taxpayer has to pay to keep him in jail when it's just a vendetta. There's no reason.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything illegal in the United States.
There's no victims. There's no victims except the pride of the U.S. government.
Yeah, that's true. You hurt their feelings, and they're lashing out. Now, just let's rewind a little bit here, Jody. I mean, you're his wife, and you seem to have been a partner of his for a long time, at least since I've known the two of you, the few years that we've been doing interviews with you guys on this program. When did you meet Mark, and what were the circumstances, and what got you involved in this movement?
Well, funnily Funnily enough, when I was in high school, grade 8, 9, 10-ish, I was very much into authority. I was a teacher's pet, principal's favorite, star leadership student, and I had sort of a fascination with, you know, military regiment and just like...
So were you one of the crossing guards? Did you have like the little badge and you stopped the traffic?
No. No, I just took great pleasure in being favored by the authorities over everyone else. But my best friends, Ben and Greg, they started smoking pot, and I gave them a very hard time about it because I was very anti-drug. I thought they were killing themselves and all that. But they read Cannabis Culture magazine and watched pot TV videos and told me about this Mark Emery fellow who's a seed seller and politician, and I thought that was pretty fascinating. And then 9/11 happened, and suddenly, you know, a lot of crazy stuff is going on in the world, and somehow my stoner friends were far more informed than my teachers and my fellow students. So, you know, by reading Cannabis Culture magazine and watching pot TV, they knew all about the military-industrial complex, the wars abroad for oil, the abuses of human rights. They knew all about all of that. And I started to wonder, you know, why are the stupid stoners the ones who are really informed? And so I started to kind of have a little leeway, and I decided to try cannabis. And in the eyes of my teachers, perhaps that was the beginning of the end for me because I didn't want to go to class anymore. I didn't want
to... On, it's gone.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're keeping. Normally we drop our callers when they do that sort of thing, but we're gonna keep you on because, well, you're a little more important.
I'll keep it clean. But yeah, so I found out about Mark, and I found him very inspiring, and we just started communicating online on his forums, the CannabisCulture.com forums. Now, Mark will talk to anyone and everybody, especially young people, because a lot of young people come to him after they've lost all faith in their teachers and parents and authority figures. So Mark was able to provide great advice and insight, and he saw in me what everyone else saw in me, a great desire to learn, a great level of intelligence, if I may say so. And, you know, he really wanted me to educate myself. So we just kept in touch through messages. And when I graduated from St. Michael's University School in 2003, I decided a year later to come to Vancouver, and instead of going to university, I would just go and be an activist and start taking action right now instead of training myself to do stuff later. So I just went to rallies, and Mark and I spent a lot of time together, and then he was put in jail for a passing a joint. He had a 3-month sentence given to him in 2004, and during that time, our webmaster for Pot TV said, you know, there's a new internet thing coming up called a blog, and everyone's going to be blogging in a few years. Trust me, it sounded funny at the time, blog, but I decided Mark would write every night, and he would record it, and it'd be broadcast on Pot TV, and then I would transcribe his audio. So for many hours every night he was in jail, I would go through his emotions and go through all the history and everything he went over through his life and about the world, and just all this brilliance, I absorbed it, and I fell more and more madly in love with him.
Oh, hang on, Jody. I'm going to I have to interrupt you there. We're going to come back with more, though. It's a beautiful story. More with Jody Emery in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping. A savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Here's a question.
If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Jody Emery from CannabisCulture.com, she is with us here to talk, unfortunately, about her husband being put in a jail cell, federal prison cell here in the United States. We'll get back into her story here in just a moment. But first, from Mark.
What a week. Thank goodness it's finally Saturday, and something to really be thankful about is Nature Bee. Here's Mike Buck to tell you all about their very special spring into summer deal.
Hello there, Mark, and you're right. We got this special deal coming up. And let me remind everybody, listening to Free Talk Live today, that good nutrition means a healthier mind and body. That's what we all need. More energy, better sleep, improved concentration, big old boost of the immune system, and that's what you get with these two golden capsules of Nature Bee. All the vitamins, amino acids, minerals, and antioxidants your body needs to handle these long weekends and then some.
Now that everybody knows about Nature Bee and what they can do, what it can do for their health, what can you do for them for a deal, Mike Buck?
Yeah, what's the deal? All right, well, here's the deal. As you know, a big 6-month supply of Nature Bee, normally $99.95 plus delivery. Right now, you also get 3 more months for free. But remember, that deal comes with a complete money-back guarantee as well.
You're right, and it is a great deal. Now, what's the best way for our listeners to make all that happen?
There are actually two ways, and they're both pretty easy. If you want to dial long distance to New Zealand free, cool. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. 8355 all the way to the other end of the world, or of course online, thank goodness that's free, NatureBee, that's NatureBee.com.
There you go, be just like me and get your Nature Bee right now. Call toll free at 866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com.
All right, so you can visit our website, freetalklive.com. One of the features we have there is the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. And a number of years ago, we got a picture, a validated photo, which means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. We had a picture submitted by Jody Emery, who's actually on the phones with us tonight. So you can see her. She's still up over on the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And, Jody, you were kind of telling us a little bit of your backstory as to how you met the Prince of Pot, Mark Emery, and why you fell in love with him and what your story was. And, of course, now for our listeners just tuning in, Mark has been extradited from Canada to the United States to face sentencing on some nonsense garbage charges in relation to him basically being the most renowned marijuana activist in the world, where essentially the federal government was targeting him to try to hurt him and, of course, everybody else that cares about him. So he is currently sitting in a federal prison cell, and you're on the outside. You're taking care of everything, which means you're an amazing lady. I mean, to be able to handle the stress of having Mark going through all of this and going through it with him at his side, and also to still have to run the operation of the business at the same time, it really that's got to be quite a task, both physically and mentally. So thank you for handling all of that. And let's pick up your story where we left it off.
Well, I'm in addition to all that I'm doing, I'm also trying to organize the Free Mark campaign, Free Mark. I'm trying to organize a Stop Bill S-10 campaign here in Canada because our government is trying to introduce mandatory minimums, which have destroyed the American the population with the prison system.
You guys don't have those yet? Wow.
No, we don't, but they've been introduced a couple times. We've managed to stop it, but again, it's being reintroduced. And on top of that, I'm currently, if you hear background noise, it's because I'm at the Vancouver Convention Center. I was volunteering at the Green Party booth because I'm a candidate federally for the Green Party of Canada, and I'm also a candidate provincially for the BC, the British Columbia Green Party, as well as being a director at large of the BC Green Party and the policing and crime critic for the BC Green Party. So I have quite a few obligations and expectations of me, but Mark is a brilliant teacher, and that goes back to my falling in love with him. I've never met anybody so selflessly devoted to liberty and freedom as Mark, and somebody who would use the system of capitalism to make money selling things that people want, and to use that to fund a peaceful, non-violent botanical revolution through democratic means. And that's inspired me to do the same. I ran for the BC Marijuana Party in 2005, just a year after moving to Vancouver, and again with Mark in a provincial by-election in 2008. And that was when the BC Green Party, the third party in our province, called upon us to get me to be a candidate. So, you know, I'm taking what Mark has taught me and I'm applying it to the political system because, you know, we all know how frustrating it is to have representatives who live in a different world. And that's what we're trying to accomplish with our campaign to free Mark Emery. We have people going in to our representatives' offices. So up here we have Member of Parliament and you have a congressman. But up here they have constituency offices, and that's in the riding that they represent. And that's paid for by tax dollars and pretty much owned by the public. So we've started a campaign, and we've had quite a number of these already, where activists go into the constituency office and hold a sit-in, a little protest inside the office, which we cannot be forced from, even though the police are typically called to every sit-in. They do show up, but they try to remove us. And I was in our prime minister's office, by the way, on Wednesday before Mark got sent away. I was in Calgary in the office of our Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, and we were there sitting in, refusing to leave.
How many people were there with you? I'm just curious. What's the scope of this activism?
Well, the one I was at in Stephen Harper's, we had at least a dozen people.
Wow.
And other ones go from 5 people up to 15 or more. And we're encouraging people just to do it with one or two of their friends, because for 5 years we did petitions and phone calls and letters and emails. And we even had petitions, 12,000 of them, presented into our parliament by the three three main parties, the Liberal Party, which is the opposition, the Conservative Party, which is government, and the NDP, which is the third party. We had one member from each party present these petitions into Parliament, formally asking that Mark not be extradited. We have enormous support behind us, but the federal government decided to proceed anyway. So after
they wouldn't want to offend their masters in the United States federal government.
Yeah, there's some truth to that too. But again, you know, the U.S. government will not object to Mark being sent home. In fact, in 2008, the U.S. government offered a plea deal where Mark wouldn't have to go to the United States. He would just be charged in Canada if the Canadian government agreed to go along with this deal, and Mark would take a 10-year sentence, forcing him to serve five. But still, at least at home, and our government up here refused. So we've kind of seen... And in fact, the federal prosecutor who went after Mark originally, John McKay, he was in the 60 Minutes piece and the documentary about Mark, he has come out and said we need to change the marijuana laws.
Really?
So, you know, a lot of the people that are around Mark's case, you know, things are changing in the U.S. The United States government has been overgrown. That was Mark's slogan the whole time, was plant the seeds of freedom, overgrow the government. And you're seeing with the legalization on the California state's initiative and possibly being accepted into the Constitution if approved, along with all the other medical marijuana states and different ways that people are changing in the U.S., it's quite different from up here in Canada. So even though 5 years ago when Mark first got busted, you know, you still had the George Bush government, you still had Canada was still leaning towards decrim, but it's really taken a flip. And we're going quite backwards here in Canada. It's very frightening. Our government is promising to spend billions of dollars building brand new prisons, even though our crime rate is at the lowest point it's ever been. So on top, a big part of the Free Mark campaign is really a campaign to get rid of the Conservative government here in Canada, because if we don't do that, Mark will never come home and we'll never see any liberty or freedom of any kind whatsoever.
It's really so sad. And you mentioned that you guys tried the petitioning and you tried the, you know, the filing the paperwork and going through all of these governmental hoops. And when you look at some of the things that have happened here in the United States with Alaska at one point doing a fair amount of decrim of personal recreational use. And then, of course, there's always this constant pushback from the prohibitionist side, from the drug warriors who want to keep, even though the masses of the people are in favor of marijuana decrim or medical marijuana or some sort of positive change, the prohibitionists continue to push it. And it's like, you know, one step forward, two steps back. Jody, you can stick with us for one more segment, so hang on. We'll bring you back and take your calls for Jody at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us with...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get behind the show for as little as $3 a month. We've got a brand new system there that makes it so you can administer your AMP account without having to wait on me to go and do things. Still ironing a few bugs out, so bear with us if you're one of our first guinea pig users. But basically the idea is to send in $3 via PayPal or any major credit card or some alternative options, and then we take that and reinvest it into the show, which is I think, to some extent inspired by Mark Emery and the fact that basically every dollar he ever made at doing Cannabis Culture Magazine and his store in Vancouver, he poured back into his movement, the marijuana decrim movement up there, and actually not just up there in Canada, but around the world. People got money from Mark Emery and the work that he was doing. Jody is with us. She's Mark's lovely wife, and she's also up on our Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. And Jody, thanks so much for taking time out of your weekend to tell your story and to update our listeners as to what's been going on. Are you still with us?
Yes, absolutely. I'm just on my way heading out from this convention center to go back to work and do an interview with a student wondering about marijuana policy. So the battle never ends.
Now, what is it? Mark, you had a question about the political parties up there for Jody.
Right. I was wondering, you'd said that you remember the Green Party there, or running for some kind of Green Party candidacy, and that the conservatives were in government. And I'm wondering how much different or the same are they to our conservatives and Greens? Because I can tell you the Greens around here, not so great on some issues.
A lot of the problems I find with the Greens are their tendency towards global rules, and even though I joined the Green Party because they do advocate smaller government, a lot of this, climate change hype really leads to big government rules and interference in our lives. So I'm just trying to change that from within. I find Green parties are often quite varied, depending on what issues they want to stick with the most. So, there's a bit of work to be done, but I found that the established parties are much more difficult to change. So if I can take over a smaller party and steer it in my direction with the support I have, then we can, you know, have a big impact.
I hope that works out for you. It seems like whatever happens, I mean, for instance, the Libertarian Party here in the United States is having their national convention this weekend, and we might actually be hearing from somebody there. But what's been happening there is the Libertarian Party was small at, you know, at one point they gained in popularity, and once they got popular enough, then all of the people that wanted to seize the reins of power within it and turn it in a different direction did that, and now the Libertarian Party in the United States is a pale shell of its former self, and it has no it barely even bears a resemblance to the Libertarian Party that I joined a decade ago. And so it seems like once you get a party to the to a certain size, the political operatives from the other, you know, from the Republicans or Democrats come in there. And, you know, and they basically take it over. And it's like you said, it's almost impossible to do anything within the major parties. It seems like the system is designed to prevent itself from being changed in a pro-freedom direction.
Yeah, it's the establishment and the system of government that we have that makes it as such. So, you know, again, part of me wonders if we have to follow the Atlas Shrugged route and just let everything fall apart and then come fix it later. But that's not really an option when you're proactive person like me or Mark who wants to change things.
You've got to do whatever you can.
You've
got to do whatever you can with what you've got. And it sounded to me like you guys have been doing some really great kind of outside-the-box activism. I mean, you don't really hear very much about sit-ins anymore. They happened years and years ago a lot here in the United States, but I don't hear about them happening very often these days.
Right.
We've got a nice civil disobedience movement going on up here in New Hampshire. And what was this? I saw one of your Facebook posts was about, like, blocking off traffic as they were trying to take Mark out of the country. What happened with that?
Well, when Mark was formally taken out of the country, he went back in on jail May 10th on the Monday because his bail expired, and that was the due date for the justice minister to make his decision. And we had hoped that the minister would just seek another delay because there have been so many delays. That's how Mark got out last fall. But he decided to order Mark extradited. And then it was the 20th, the Thursday, the day after I was in the Prime Minister's office, that Mark was formally picked up and driven across the border. So we decided, with just a few hours' notice, to hold a rally shutting down the street out front of our store. But with the cooperation of the police, they just ended up blocking traffic at each end of the street. And, you know, I thought, well, this is no good. We're not going to be seen or heard by anybody. Let's march. So we started walking up the street, a group of about 200 of us on short notice. We got that many together.
Wow.
And went through all the main corridors of downtown Vancouver for about 2 hours, just stopping in the middle of intersections, sitting down on the pavement, waving our signs and flags. And there's actually been a song rewritten. You know, John and Yoko did All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance. Well, it's been rewritten to All We Are Saying Is Bring Emery Back. And so we have people playing that song, and we all sit there and sing it. And it really goes back to, you know, the times of sit-ins and the bed-in in particular in Montreal with John and Yoko.
Now,
so we want to encourage people to go back to that because and what we're doing to raise some controversy, it doesn't really mean much if you just go sit in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're having people do is legal medical marijuana users who are authorized by the government of Canada to use and possess marijuana, they join us in our protest and bring their legal limit, which can often be quite a lot of pot, and they start rolling it up inside the offices. So when the police come, they check their cards, and they go, oh, okay, well, yeah, you're legal, and we can't force you guys out of here. It's your charter rights to be there. So by doing so, we've been able to raise a lot of attention, and we just want to encourage everybody, people who are disappointed about the war, because our Canadian soldiers are working right alongside Americans in Afghanistan, taking part in torture and slaughter of the most horrific kind. And there's a lot of people in Canada who are just so used to being a friendly country. They don't realize how quickly, since Harper got elected, that our country has changed. So he's destroying gay rights, women's rights, social programs, and I'm not a big fan of welfare or social programs, but, you know, it is Canada. So, you know, a lot of things Harper is doing wrong are upsetting a lot of people and neglecting the environment. Terrible economic policy. He's the worst fiscal conservative you've ever met, right, with his stimulus spending, and it's just a disaster.
Yeah, another so big spending, another big spending, big government conservative is what it sounds like to me.
Oh, don't worry, they don't actually tax you for it. They tax your grandchildren. They just deficit it, and your grandchildren have to pay.
Let me get another question. I think is pretty important for our audience, since we're on 70 plus, almost 80 radio stations around the country tonight. What is it that people in the United States can do? Because obviously they can't come up to Vancouver, most of them, because they'd have to go through the Border Patrol nightmare in order to do that. But what can they do, since they can't join you physically in some of the activism that's going on there, to help out?
Well, we encourage them to do their own activism. And a lot of really fun, simple things to do include, from the least risk, you can call into a radio show. You just don't even need to use your real name for a radio show. They don't, check ID. So that's the least risk, and it's not very effective. But as you step up in the risk factor, you also step up in the effectiveness factor. So, for example, shutting down traffic in the middle of the street, you could get arrested, but you don't necessarily need to. But we encourage people to make signs to hang off overpasses. We're using the phrase "Free Mark Emery," so that people will wonder, well, who is Mark Emery? And when they look it up, even if they don't agree with marijuana policy or whatever it is that most people associate Mark with, at least they're hearing the story about this Canadian who was sent off to a foreign country for political reasons. So we want people to put up signs and banners. And in a way, Mark loves Atlas Shrugged. It changed his life as it changed mine. But kind of like, who is John Galt? Who is Mark Emery?
I think it's a great approach. Now, what about writing Mark in prison? Is there an address posted somewhere at Cannabis Culture?
Yeah, at cannabisculture.com, and also at our website. We're developing, it's just starting, but freemark.ca.
Okay.
We have a list there with Mark's mailing address. Now, a lot of people think Mark has a lot of money, but again, he doesn't. He gave it all away, and in fact, he has a lot of debt to the government for income tax they think he still owes for a company he no longer runs. So anyone who can send letters or donations, the information is on our website, and Mark would really appreciate it.
That makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference from when you're in jail and you're in prison and everything's being closed off. To get some people on the outside, even if you don't know who they are, saying that you make a difference and that you're important to them and sharing whatever it is their thoughts are is a really great, at least some level of human connection. So I want to get that website out again. It's Freemark with a C. That's M-A-R-C, freemark.ca. That's a Canadian extension. So Freemark with a C, .ca, freemark.ca, to go and get the address for Mark Emery to write him in prison. And, of course, cannabisculture.com for all the latest news and developments in this tragic and awful case. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, thank you so much for taking your time out tonight.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Keep fighting for freedom and liberty. It's the only way.
All right, keep us in the loop as to what happens. We're always happy to help out in whatever way we can.
Thanks, Jody.
All right.
Thanks, Jody. Good night. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.